Good morning. This is Brother Van Wyndham from over at West Macomb Baptist Church. Glad to be with you again this morning. Hope all of you had a good week, a better week than last week. I tell you what, we've been getting them little rains and showers every week. I don't know how your garden's doing, but I know your grass is growing if it's like ours. But it's so good to be able to be with you again this morning. We just hope all of you's doing well. And we just want to go and share the Word of God with you again this morning. Let's go to Him in prayer. And we'll get right started. Father, we just thank you, Lord, once again for this opportunity, Lord, to come and to share this message upon the radio station. Lord, we thank you for those that Lord, are listening this morning. We pray that whatever needs that they have, that they'll be met. There may be those that are shut in. There may be those that are sick today. And Lord, I just pray for their health. I pray for their restored health and their recovery, that they can soon be up and about and be back in your house. Lord, I pray for those that may be traveling today, Lord, that you give them safe travel. We know there's many people that are on vacation, many people that are traveling. And so, Lord, we ask you to watch over them during this time. But, Lord, we pray this morning for your word. I pray, Lord, for the anointing of your Holy Spirit. I pray, Lord, for a cleansing of my sin. And that, Lord, that you give me a clear mind, clean hands, and a pure heart this morning, that nothing will stand between me and you, and that, Lord, nothing will stand between you and ever who's listening, Lord, but that your word will have free course with them, Lord, that the Holy Spirit will take it and use it and bless it, that Jesus be uplifted, and, Lord, we pray that Satan will be bound as we give you the glory and the honor and the praise for it all. In Jesus' precious name, we do pray. Amen. This morning, I want us to think about beware of the leaven. Beware of the leaven. Now, we're going to read from 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 6 through 8. But this morning, what is leaven? When you think about leaven, L-E-A-V-E-N, we know that it was the yeast that they would use to put into their dough that would make what? The dough to rise. Well, we see that Jesus used that several times, and other writers in the Bible, we'll see where Paul uses this in his letter to the church at Corinth, to talk about being aware of leaven. Now, leaven, as we know, was that yeast that affected the dough, that when you put that yeast within the dough, it made what? It made the dough rise. If you didn't put the yeast in it, then you had what was called unleavened bread. And so here we see that we're going to look at this morning about those influences that we allow in our life. We want to see how we have to beware of what we do allow in our life. What are the influences that we allow to creep into our dough, you know, whatever we are in our life. You know, every one of us are influenced by something, are we not? We're influenced by social media. Have you ever seen such a time that social media is having such an impact upon our world, upon our nation today? I tell you, we wouldn't have, I think, a lot of problems. Somebody was making that statement. One of the commentators I was watching on the news not long ago was talking about, said, you know, before social media, if you look back 50 years ago, before social media, we were not having these problems. We weren't having all these school shootings and all these people in business shooting and shooting on the 4th of July and all these things that we were having. There was not problems of people being confused about their identity and who they were and confusing children. You know, social media has had a terrible influence upon our nation and upon our world. There's other things that influence us. We see Hollywood can influence us. The things that happen out in Hollywood, we see that they kind of control a lot of thinking of a lot of people. I get scared all the time when I see some of the things that are coming out of Hollywood and some of the way that people believe and some of the thoughts that they do have. We see that our government can influence us. It can come in to our influence, can it not? It can pass laws and do things, and people make statements like, well, you know, the government said it was okay. The law says it's legal. Why can't I do that? And it influences a lot of times our lives and the decisions. We see that our schools, our education, we see that we're in a terrible state of mind in our public schools right now with some of the things that are being taught in several of the states across our nation. I know I'm blessed that we have good school systems still and good Christian people. Three of my children teach school, my daughter-in-law, my daughter, and my son, they all teach school. And so I know that there's still some good Christian teachers and some good Christian teaching that's going on with our schools. But our schools have such a great influence upon our children. We see that friends and family, you know, they influence us. That leaven of a friends and family. what Grandma and Grandpa said, what they used to do, the way that they act. You know, I tell people all the time, I said, you better look around at what kind of people are your friends. Who are your friends? What kind of people do you have your children around? Because that's the kind of person your child's going to grow up to be. That's the kind of person your child's going to marry. You know, if you're running around with a bunch of people who drink and do drugs and their morals are poor, then what do you expect your children's going to be? You know, our influence of our families and friends around us. And then hopefully we have the influence of the church. I hope that the church can influence people and the gospel of Christ can influence those. But all this is leaven that can enter into our lives, and we have to be careful about that leaven. So let's read, if you will, then the scripture found in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, beginning with verse 6. He says, your glorying is not good. Know you not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump? Purge out, therefore, the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, as you are unleavened. For even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast, and not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of the malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and with truth. Here we see Paul is writing to the church at Corinth, and they were having problems with their moral standards. They were having problems with those that were reported commonly amongst them in the church now, not outside the church, but those who were committing fornication. The morals were terrible. He said, you know, I hear these things listed among you that I don't even hear amongst the Gentiles, that you're doing some of the things that the Gentiles wouldn't even do. You know, that's a problem a lot of times, isn't it? That's a problem a lot of times in the church. You know, I have people who are not in the church, and they'll say things to me, well, you got people in your church that does things that I don't even do. I wouldn't even do those things that some of your people do. And you know, it puts a black eye on the church. Well, this is what Paul is saying. You know, there's a problem within the church. There are those who are immoral. And he says the problem with them is what? That they're puffed up and they don't repent and they don't even want to turn from their wicked ways. He says, but I'm telling you right now that leaven is leavening the whole lump. In other words, that influence that you're allowing Satan to come in and to the church through these people, and you're not getting rid of them, you're not seeing them repent, you're not seeing them turn back to God, he says, then they're affecting and influencing the whole church, just like leaven would do in the bread, in the lump of bread, of dough that you were trying to make. So he says, we've got to beware of that happening. We got to beware of these outside influences, these outside, what we would call leaven, being added into our churches, being added into our lives, that's going to have a negative impact and a negative influence upon the church, because it will affect the whole church. You know, I've heard it said time and time again, you know, a chain is only as strong as its weakest link. Think about that just a minute. A chain is only as strong as its weakest link. You know, I ask myself the question a lot of times, am I that weakest link? Are you that weakest link in our chain? You know, our church can only be as strong as every member, that weakest member of our church. And if we allow the leaven of the world, if we allow the things of the world, the influences of the world, to creep into our churches, if we allow it to creep in to what we're doing as a church, then what's going to happen? It's going to affect the whole church. It's going to affect the whole lump. Just as you put that little bit of yeast in that dough, it would affect that whole lump of dough. Then the whole sin and the things of the world and that leaven of the world, if we allow just a little bit in, it will affect the whole world. So this morning, I want us to think about that just a minute. I want us to think about beware of the leaven. Beware of the leaven. Now, I want us to look at three things about that leaven. First of all, we want to see that it only takes a little bit of the leaven. It only takes a little bit of the yeast to affect the whole lump. Number two is, we want to see the types of the leaven. There's different influences and different types. Not all of them are bad. Some of them are good, but there's different types of leaven. And then the last thing we're going to see is, how do we get rid of the leaven? How do you rid yourself of the leaven that may be in you? How do you rid yourself of those bad influences or those that may be influencing you in the wrong direction? So let's go back then and let's look at the first one. The first one is that it only takes a little leaven. It only takes a little leaven. Now, As we read in these verses, in verse 6, what did he say? He says, your glorying is not good. In other words, they were puffed up. They were not repenting. They were allowing this to happen within the church. And he said, look, that's not good. Do you not know that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump? He says, you're allowing these people to get away with these things within the church. You're allowing this leaven to seep in, and this fornication and the moral decay that's taking place within the world has gotten into the church. And he said, do you not know that it only takes a little bit of that to destroy the whole lump? Now, we have seen this happen time and time again. Just think about over the last several years of the sexual abuse that's been accused amongst the churches. We've seen that all through the Catholic Church, and all the lawsuits and all the things that came out because of those children that were molested. We've seen this in our Southern Baptist Church. We've seen just in the recent 6 months or so where they're talking about that and how that sexual abuse, well, we really actually have been talking about it 3 or 4 years. I know last time I was at the convention about 3 years ago, that was one of the main topics about that sexual abuse and what are we doing about it and that we can't cover it up. But these things affect the whole church, and it only takes a little. You know, I've told people a lot of times, you can have 20 good preachers, you can have 20 or 30 good preachers, and you can let one preacher come into a church over 100 years, and you can let him come in and get caught in a scandal or do something scandalous or sinful, and what'll happen? It'll destroy the work of those 20 preachers that they did. It'll destroy the church. Isn't it amazing? It only takes a little leaven to disrupt the harmony within the church. It only takes a little influence from the outside that will destroy the work of the church. And we have to be careful not to let even a little bit in. Not just one. You know, a lot of times people say, well, just one don't hurt, does it? Does one just hurt? Well, you better believe it does. What about that just a little white lie? Well, a little white lie just don't hurt, does it? Well, yeah, it's still a lie. You know, that leaven, we have to be careful of that influence. There is good influence. As a matter of fact, Jesus talked about the influence of the leaven of the church. You know, just as a little bit of bad leaven can affect the church, we see that a little bit of good leaven can also affect. It only takes a little bit of good yeast to cause the bread and the lump to rise and to do what it's supposed to do. Listen to what he said in Matthew 13, verse 33. He says, another parable he spake unto them, said, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal until the whole, what, was leavened. So we see here that he's talking about how the influence of the church should be great. He said, it's just like a woman putting a little leaven in 3 measures of meal. Now, in one of my Bibles, it translates that to be about 7.5 gallons. That's a pretty good lump of dough, isn't it? With over a 5-gallon lump of dough, you know, I think about Sam when he's out there. I see him a lot of times mashing up that dough for the donuts. And I mean, he'll have almost a 3-gallon jug, a lump of dough out there on the table, be working it. You know, that's a lot of dough. And he says she puts what? Just a little bit of leaven, a little bit of yeast in there, and she keeps working it. And what happens? It controls the whole and influences the whole lump. He said that's the way the kingdom of God should be. It should be that good leaven, which it only takes a little. But whether it's good or whether it's bad, the reason we have to beware is that it only takes a little. That's what we have to remember. It only takes a little. You know, we used to sing, you know, it only takes a spark to get a fire going. That's right, isn't it? Just one little spark. It only takes a little to get it going. Well, on the other end, you have to be careful. Little Smokey the Bear said, be careful with them matches, or you can burn a whole forest fire, a whole forest off in a fire, can't you? So, you know, that influence can either be a good influence or a bad influence. But what we have to know is that it only takes a little. Only one, just a little bit. And we can either, what, have that bad influence, or we can have that good influence. And brothers and sisters, I'm sad to say, but it seems as if today that we see what's going on in our world today, that we can't say that it's just a little bad influence going on in our lives. Everywhere we look, there's much leaven that is bad going on. through, as I said at the beginning, through the social media, through the government, through the schools, it seems as if that our children's lives are being indoctrinated into this bad leaven. And so we got to beware that there is only what? It only takes a little leaven. And they said here, Paul is writing, he says it only takes one man, one woman, and they're committing fornication. Y'all don't do anything about it. Before long, everybody thinks it's all right. Everybody else's morals is going down too. And he said, you got to do something about it. Well, let's go to the second thing that we see. What are the types of leaven? Now, we've been talking about the good and the bad. Well, I call them the good, the bad, and the ugly. How about that? You ever seen that Western? The good, the bad, and the ugly. You know, when we think about the good is what we were just talking about. And the gospel. The gospel is a good leaven. It is a leaven. It is sown, and it is to come up. It is to influence, and the gospel is to be like that yeast. Like he said, the kingdom of heaven is like that yeast in that lump, that it would affect everything that is around it. And we should be sharing that good influence. We should be sharing that gospel. It is good. What did he say in verse 8 down there once again? He said, let us what? Let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of what? Sincerity and truth. See, the old lump and that old leaven and that unleavened and the leaven and the yeast and the bad that we'll get to in just a minute, that wickedness, he says what we got to do is what? We got to get unleavened again. We got to remove that old, and we'll talk about that just in a minute. But we got to have what? We got to have leaven that is sincere and truth. We got to have that real bread, that unleavened bread that's not affected by the outside forces, that's not has the outside influences, that outside yeast, that outside leaven has not come in. And we got to remain unleavened. That's what it's all about. We got to teach them about the good. We got to teach them about sincerity. We got to teach them about truth and not about all of this bad that's going on. Well, where is that bad? Where do we see the bad? Well, he mentioned it there in verse 8, didn't he? He says the leaven of malice and of wickedness. Have we ever seen such a time to where the influence of evil, where the influence of malice, where the influence of just plain wickedness is all around our children? I mean, just about half the movies that you see now coming out are some kind of evil force, you know, taking over the world and evil doing this and that and some kind of witchery or some kind of special force. And listen to me, you know, there's only one real force and his name is Jesus. There's only one real spirit and that's the Holy Spirit. There's only one God and he is the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob. And he is the one and only true and almighty God. And brothers and sisters, we need to understand that there are wickedness, there is malice, and our kids are being taught that. And they're looking at that. And that is influencing them. The anger and just the evilness that we see taking place in our nation. Listen to what Jesus said in Matthew 16:6. He says, take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. Now, what was he talking about, the leaven? He was talking about beware of their doctrines. Beware of their teachings. You know, a lot of times the leaven may not be an act. It may not be some kind of act that they see or some kind of thing that they hear, but it can be what? What they're being taught. You know, we got to beware of the doctrines of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. We got to beware of their teachings because, see, one bad doctrine can do what? It can infiltrate the whole church and ruin the whole gospel message. If you let one bad doctrine, one bad teaching come in, then that can ruin the whole gospel message. Now, what was the Pharisees and the Sadducees teaching? Well, we see that they were teaching what? They were teaching that you know, you had to be circumcised to be a Christian. They were teaching that only Pharisees and only Jews could even go to heaven. The Sadducees were teaching, you know, there was no resurrection. That Jesus did not raise from the dead. They were teaching all these false doctrines and all these things. Matter of fact, in Galatians chapter 5, verses 1 through 9, he talks about that. And he talks about being aware of this doctrine that they were teaching, how that you had to go through these physical acts to be saved. And they were teaching these bad things that were influencing. And matter of fact, he was writing to them and he said to them there at the church at Galatia, he says, how are you letting these people lead you astray? How are you letting them lead you astray? You didn't receive the gospel like that. You received an unleavened gospel. But you're letting these Pharisees and these Sadducees and these doctrines of the Pharisees to influence you and to take away the true meaning of what the gospel is all about. Where they're trying to tell you, you got to do this and you got to do that. It was a wicked, it was a malice. They wouldn't allow but certain people, you know, to accept the gospel. And that was the way it was. And so there you go. You know, they destroy the gospel. So he said, you got to beware of that. You got to take heed of those bad teachings, those bad doctrines, those bad ones who are trying to influence our lives and influence our gospel and what we do believe. Because I'll say it once again, one bad doctrine can ruin the gospel message. We have to make sure that our doctrine is one that carries on the gospel. Well, let's look at the third thing about the types of the leaven. There's the good, there's the bad, and there's what I call the ugly. Those that are just being ugly within the church. Those that are just doing those things. And so listen to what he says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33. He says, be not deceived, evil communications corrupt good manners. Now, what in the world does that mean? Well, the word communications translates companionships or friendships. That evil friendships and evil companionships will corrupt good manners. In other words, it says it don't make any difference how good of manners you've been trained. You may have been raised in a Christian home. You may have good manners. You may be a good boy, a good girl. But you start hanging around the evil people and you start hanging around the evil and the bad and the corrupt leaven of the world, then what will happen? Then before long, you become corrupt. No longer do you have those good manners. No longer do you act in that good Christian way, because now, what's that old saying? Birds of a feather will what? Flock together. So now you're following after the things that your friends follow after. I tell people all the time, what you need is a new set of friends. You know, you need to get away from those people you're hanging around with. If you're going to live the Christian life and be the Christian that you're supposed to be, then you can't be around those corrupt communications. You can't be around those evil communications. Don't let Satan deceive you. You can't hang around a bunch of evil people and it not rub off on you. Sure, we're supposed to witness to them. Sure, we're supposed to have an influence upon them. But brothers and sisters, they can't be your companions. They can't be your best buddies and your best friends, or it's going to rub off on you. You got to be careful of what you're doing. We got to be careful that we don't allow them to influence us and be the leaven that changes us. Listen to what he told them. We didn't read these verses, but we're talking about in chapter 5, that person that was caught in fornication and the church didn't do nothing about it. And he says that leaven, that little bit of leaven. And then listen to what he says in verse 11. He says, but now I have written unto you not to keep the company. If any man that is called a brother be a fornicator or covetous or adulterer or railer or drunkard or an extortioner, with such a one, know not to eat. Now, did you hear that? He says, don't keep company with them. Don't eat with them. Don't allow them to be your companion and your best buddy and your best friend. He says, because don't let you deceive yourself. The ugliness of that leaven will influence you. And it will what? What did he say? Corrupt good manners. That's a good way to put it, isn't it? It will corrupt you. It will corrupt your life. Be careful of who you join yourselves unto. Well, we see that it only takes a little leaven. We see that there's types of leaven, the good, the bad, the ugly. So how do you rid yourself of the leaven? How can you rid yourself of leaven? Once you put the yeast in the leaven, how can you get it out? Is there any way to get it out? You know, it's kind of like that old thing that we always did with our youth and everything, when we squirt the toothpaste out of the toothpaste tube and then we ask the youth to put it back in there. Well, there's really no way that you can put it back in there. The only thing you can do is what? Throw it away. There's no way to use it unless you want to just pile it up somewhere. But there's no way to use it, no way to get it back in the tube. You just have to get rid of it. So what does he say here? How do we rid ourselves of this leaven? How do we get rid of it? Look at verse 7. He says, purge out therefore the old leaven, that you may be what? A new lump, and as an unleavened, even as Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us. So in other words, what he's saying, the only way that we can what? Get rid of the leaven is to become a new lump. You know, if a woman puts too much yeast in her dough, or if she forgets that she's making unleavened bread and she puts yeast in it, then how in the world can she get rid of it? How in the world can she do it? There's only one way that she can do it in it. And the only way that she can do it is start over with some new dough. That's the only way you can do it. Start over with some new dough. That's the only way. You can't do any other thing but start over with some new dough. So that's the only way you can do it. So, you know, if we look at this message this morning, well, then we got to understand that the only way you can get rid of the leaven is to what? Start over with new dough. How do you do that? You repent. You repent of your sins. You repent of those things. You purge it out. And you do that through repentance. He said, even as Christ, as our sacrifice, was sacrificed to us, he was what? He was put to death. You got to start over with a new dough. Now, with a new lump of dough. You know, a lot of churches are in revival this summer. I know we've been to revival twice this week at different churches, and up at Moats Creek, and then over down at Terrace Creek Baptist Church, and enjoyed the revival services. Our revival's not going to be till October, but you know, we enjoyed these revival services. It was a great time. And so, Lord, when I think about revival, what is revival about? It's to bring back the life. It's to bring back the life. So a lot of times we just got to get rid of that old life. We got to bring back a new life. We got to become that new person. We got to start over, but you got to start over with the new lump. We got to get rid of that yeast. We got to get rid of that old influences that we had in our lives all that time. We got to get rid of them. And the only way you can do that is start over with a new lump, with a new life. Now, you know, it's kind of like what Jesus told Nicodemus. He says, what? You got to be born again. And Nicodemus said, how can I do that? How can I enter into my mother's womb and be born again? And you know, that's kind of how we look at it. How do I start over a new life if I'm 15 or 16 years old? How do I start over a new life if I'm 30 or 40 years old? How do I start a new life if I'm 80 years old? You know, I'm an old person or I'm a grown person. How do I start it? Well, we start it spiritually. We repent, we start a new person in Christ from the inside out. Yes, we're going to still look the same. We're still going to have the same body. We're still going to have the same old gray hair if we got gray hair. But guess what's going to happen? We're going to be a different person inside out. We're changed from inside out. You know, if you just look at that dough before that yeast starts making it to rise, you really can't tell if it's got yeast in it or not. But then as you watch it and that dough begins to rise, you can tell by the effects as it starts swelling up that it has yeast in it. Well, you know, the unleavened bread, it doesn't have that to happen. But you look at that lump of dough, you wonder, well, is there yeast in it or not? It don't take you long to find out, right? Well, the same way with us. If we have a new lump of dough, if we're a new person in Christ, I keep saying, you can't say it enough. I know I quote this verse just about every week in 2 Corinthians 5:17, you know, which said that if a man be in Christ, he is what? He is a new creature. All the old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. He has become a new lump in Christ. He is a new lump in Christ. He is a new person in Christ. And that's how we rid ourselves of the leaven, is we become a new person. We repent of that leaven. We cast it out. We purge ourselves of it. And we become a new person, a revived person, brought back to life, a saved person. Maybe you're lost and you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Then this morning, all the influences of the world are slipping into your life, and all the influences of the world are making havoc in your life that you need to be aware of. And the only way that you can purge yourself of those things is to become a new lump. And you repent and you accept Jesus and you become that new lump of dough that God can take and that he can mold and that he can make a new person out of. What did he say? I am the potter. You're the clay. I'll mold you. I'll make you what you need to be today. So this morning, we need to know, beware of the leaven. It only takes a little leaven to influence you. It only takes a little leaven to influence you. But praise be to God, there are what? Different types of leaven. There's good leaven. There are good influences that we can have. The gospel is a good influence. The word of God in sincerity and truth, it can influence and it can infect the whole person. But there are bad influences. There's bad doctrines. There's bad teachings out there. There's bad and ugly companionships and friendships that are going to lead you astray and going to corrupt you because of the influence it had. This morning, get rid of that. this morning, repent of that. Purge yourself of it. Ask Jesus to come into your heart. Make you a new person. Make you a new lump. And make you what He wants you to be. Let us pray. Father, thank You for Your Word. Thank You this morning that we know that the gospel is a leaven, a good leaven. But Lord, help us to be aware. Help us to be aware of all the bad leavens that are in our influences today in this world that we live in. So many of them are attacking our children. So many are influencing us. So many are creeping into the church. Lord, help us to purge that from among us. Help us not to have companionships with such, Lord, but not to be a friend of the world, but to be Your friend. Lord, if there's one lost this morning, we pray today would be the day that they would come to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Speak to our hearts now, Lord, as we give You the honor and the glory for it all. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.